Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. It's not just weather that makes it beautiful, it's timing.
Timing?
Timing.
Like the birds singing when you drive up?
No. 30 years ago, Wickenburg residents woke up scrolling through their Wickenburg Sun newspaper. Learned of the horrifying news that Walmart is officially coming to town.
That was horrifying. Changes things, you know.
I'm not anti
Walmart.
Walmart.
But
I'm
just
so pro mom pop.
Yeah.
How different would Wickenburg be today if 30 years ago Walmart did in fact move in? Think of all the shops that just gone.
That's a true story.
You would have Walmart and you would have McDonald's, and you would have a gas station. You wouldn't have Wickenburg.
They all go together, that's right.
So whatever you guys did, I don't know. This was in the Wickenburg Sun's article from the 27th this week. I don't know what they did. Did Walmart pull out? Did Wickenburg pull out? I didn't have time to chase the story, but it was an interesting fact. And because Wickenburg is our highlight of this month, because that is where our staycation winners are traveling to, you can enter to win your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz or click on the staycation page on the home tab. And you could enter to win. We're drawing for Douglas, which will be the highlight of the 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona hour in April. It's not that we talk about those cities the entire month long, but that is our common theme and our place to go. And we've got to start with where it all started. Henry Wickenburg was out of Australia, came in, moved, and started Vulture Mine. And Vulture Mine has this incredible history. It was open, it was closed. Biggest gold mine in Arizona, but it shut down and it's reopened. And to give us a little bit of an update, we have current active day director Rod Pratt of the Vulture Mine and Vulture City Ghost Town on the line with us to tell us about everything he's put together. It was 9 years ago that I was last at Vulture Mine for a fundraiser to save the Vulture Mine. Our state historian Marshall Trimble was out there. Sergio the Entertainer, God rest his soul, no longer with us, was out there as well. Current mayor at the time, Mr. Blunt, was out there. We had a great time, but
a lot has changed.
A lot has changed, and we've got Rod Pratt to tell us about everything he's got going on out at Vulture Mine, what ultimately led to the establishment of Phoenix. Welcome, Rod.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell us about the mine.
So the mine is, I think the first thing that's going to be of interest to people is to know that it's back into production, and it has been for several years now. And today the mine is an open pit operation. I think a lot of people who've been out to the mine always cherish the thought of going underground in the 20 miles of tunnels that existed under there. But today, it's very different. It's a big open pit operation with lots of modern equipment. And although I am not currently involved in the mining side anymore, from what I understand, it's going very well, employing lots of people from the Wickenburg area. So I think it's a good thing for the town to see the mine back into production. I guess about 6 years ago now, I got involved from the perspective of trying to finance put it back into production. I'm a finance person by background. But when we got out there and we looked at the property, myself and a few other Canadians, we were pretty excited about the opportunity. We ended up, instead of finding third-party money to put it back in production, myself and a group of three others funded it ourselves and went through the permitting process and all the things you have to do to put a mine back into production in today's environment. But we did that, and we operated the mine for a couple years. It was like a lot of mining ventures. It was difficult, but we learned a lot, and it was exciting. In 2016, I had an opportunity to sell the mine to a larger group of more experienced miners who are mining today, and we took that opportunity to sell the mine. And so It is a large parcel. It was about 280 acres of property with another 1,000 acres owned by the BLM, where they have mining rights to that. So about 1,000 acres in total. And we sold that. But through the negotiations, it became apparent that the guys who wanted to mine the Vulture didn't want responsibility for the old ghost town and didn't think it was kind of a very consistent fit between these old, you know, beautiful buildings and what they wanted to do from the mining side. And it was clear that they had no interest in preserving the town. And so they very willingly carved out about 20 acres of property where the old Vulture City was originally incorporated back in the 1860s. And we've now fenced that off. It's in a separate entity. It's a separate business. It's called Vulture Mine Tours. And today, that area has been redeveloped over the last 2 years. It started really with just an effort to preserve some of the really interesting buildings that, you know, a lot of people have taken an interest in. Probably the most famous building out there is an assay house built of rock that is actually quite gold-bearing itself. It's about a 4,000-foot structure. It's the only two-story structure at site, and the roof had completely caved in on one side of the building. So we started this very slowly by just saying, let's preserve these couple buildings. And as we went along, and we found that the people that were doing the stone work were doing such a great job, and the folks who had come out to make adobe on site with native soil were doing such a good job that, you know, the finished product was very nice. It was very hard to differentiate between what had been rebuilt and what was original. And so we continued, and that process continues today, although a good part of the old buildings that we were able to find photographs of and understand exactly what they look like is coming to an end because we've rebuilt them. So just quickly, we've restored the assay house, completely rebuilt Henry Wickenburg's original cabin, which had crumbled to the ground, and it sits right next to the hanging tree, which people will understand is a very historic tree where it's rumored that 18 people had been hung for high-grade and gold. We've rebuilt the brothel, a 60-foot-long stone structure. It's called the bunkhouse, a 4,000-square-foot workshop we've rebuilt. The cookhouse has been rebuilt. The original Wells Fargo post office from the 1870s has been rebuilt. And we have moved back onto the town site, the original blacksmith shop, an air compressor, and a structure known as a headframe, which is a large structure that supported essentially a cable car that would go down into the working area of the mine. So that headframe and blacksmith shop were in the path of the expanding mining operation, and we had the opportunity to move that those two structures piece by piece and relocate them in the town center. And, you know, that's a bit of an introduction to what's been going on out there.
You've been busy, you say.
It's been busy. Yes, it has been.
Now, I understand y'all are open for tours 7 days a week, 9 to 3?
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week, like you say, 9 till 3. The hours may change when the summer heat starts to hit, but until we notify people on our website, it's 9 to 3. And on the weekends at 10 a.m., there are guided tours. So we've got a wonderful tour guide who is a miner by background and understands the deep history of the Vulture mine, and they give a great two-hour guided tour of the town on Saturdays and Sundays.
And I saw somewhere where y'all do night ghost tours as well?
Yeah, so that's a great point. I personally am not as involved in that. My wife, Robin, runs that effort, but there is a strong paranormal interest in the property. And because of our lack of experience in that area, we partnered with Jay and Marie Yates of Cops Crew. They're on the Travel Channel and do a lot in the paranormal space. And they're managing that for us. So we do investigations, as they're called, led by them on the property. And our next one is sort of a special event. On March 30th, we are doing an investigation on the evening, and then it's going to be followed by a campfire, and people are actually going to be allowed to stay on site in the buildings. Sleeping arrangements will be provided, and we'll have a late dinner over a campfire and breakfast in the morning. So it should be a wonderful event.
Very cool. Well, I don't think you'll see me at that one, but you'll likely see me at the 9 to 3 because, like I said, 9 years ago when I was there, I remember the old shaft that brought the cart in, and that was just a wreck. There was all kinds of talk about what was going to do. There was a Save the Vulture Mine organization that had started, and it sounds like y'all were the answer in that. I'm glad we were able to preserve that, and that from our listening audience, you know, Wickenburg's a pretty easy drive if you're in the Phoenix metro area or coming down from any one of our northern Arizona listening audience. Today would be a beautiful day to take the backside coming off of Yarnell. You could hit the Granite Mountain Hot Shots, do a little hike, get down to Vulture Mine, and hit Wickenburg for a meal in the evening. And is there a cost for the self-guided tours?
Yeah, there is. And just to finish up on how easy it is to get there, you know, we're just 12 miles southwest along Vulture Mine Road from the Safeway in Wickenburg. So it's an easy commute. There is a charge. So we are charging adults the admission fee of $15 and children between the ages of 7 and 12, $7, and then kids 6 and younger are free. And that's an admission fee. And so the weekend guided tours are complimentary with that admission fee.
Oh, very cool. So that's just what we call lanyap, little something extra. If you show up on the weekend, the guided tours are just part of your admission fee. That's excellent. Well, we appreciate your time this Saturday morning. You'd mentioned 12 miles south of the Safeway on Vulture Mine Road, but that goes all the way down to 10. Anybody coming up from Tucson or southern Arizona, if you take the Phoenix bypass route and come up through Gila Bend, you would just, when you get back to 10, continue west a little bit, and that road takes you right up, and you bypass all that big city traffic mess.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we appreciate your time, and congratulations on taking over and running and the restoration of Vulture City, just a little one more treasure of our great state of Arizona.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.